This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, The Chosen People. Dear friends, thank you, Jesus. You see, the God of Abraham and Isaac is now the God of Dick and Jane, of Pablo and Maria, of Jason and Jessica, and of you and me too. You see, in Christ, we become the chosen people, and that's the good news of this week's gospel. Jesus is in the temple and things are starting to heat up. In parable after parable, he's trying to slap the religious leaders awake. They're the problem, not the solution. You see, in their pride, they've perverted God's covenant. The Father sent the prophets and the Baptist, and now he sends his Son. Over and over, God tells them to repent. But they sit resplendent and rather self-satisfied. You see, they love the perks and the trappings. What's all this repent stuff about, we might ask? For them, temple life, well, it's glorious. They have a good thing going, so why repent? Can't you hear them just snickering? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it is broken. They've kept the letter of the law and made a mockery of its intent. They don't serve God's people. They lord it over them. They don't feed the faithful. They milk them dry. And once again, Jesus is telling stories. But he's deadly serious. He sees the cross, and he's ready to pay the price. He knows his unspeakable pain will bring us infinite gain. My friends, Jesus is telling us the kingdom of God will be given to a people that will produce its fruit. Through his life, passion, death, and resurrection, we are that people. We've been chosen. The stone that the builders rejected is now our rock of ages, cleft on the cross for the likes of you and me. In this gospel, Jesus throws open the gates of salvation and invites us all in. We're the children of the new covenant built on the love of God and love of neighbor. But before we get feeling superior due to the scribes and the Pharisees, we could use a reality check. Are we just a new edition of the same old thing? What have we done with God's grace? Has our pride distorted the new covenant, just as their pride perverted the old? Are we so full of ourselves that perhaps there's no room for Jesus in our real world? Was Bernard Shaw right when he mocked that Christianity might be a good thing if anyone ever tried it? Or as Gandhi scolded, if Christian lived according to the teachings of Christ, all of India would be Christian today. The scribes and the Pharisees were comfortable keeping Christ's parables at a safe distance. In the abstract, it was just wordplay, annoying but not threatening. But now things are getting personal. Jesus is talking right to them as he's talking right to us now. He was challenging them. He's challenging us. Have we tended the vineyards of the Lord? What fruit have we produced? We're not in his vineyard to sun ourselves or just putter about. We're here to make a difference. That's our job. We're disciples, not tourists. And that means actively witnessing Christ's love in the world in kindness, in generosity, in forbearance, in forgiveness, in forthright testimony, in all the opportunities we have to share God's grace with the people, places, and events in our daily life. That's our part in the covenant that we have with the Creator, sealed in the blood of the Redeemer, preserved and protected by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Remember the original Indiana Jones movie? Remember the search for the Ark of the Covenant and all those adventures from Tibet to Egypt? Well, that was fiction. This is reality. Our search for the new covenant is far more rewarding, and it can be far more exciting. There may be no car chases or awesome sword fights, but it's far more demanding. And the benefits, well, they're far more enduring. The quest takes place within us each and every day. My friends, dig deep into your heart. The new covenant lies within us, imprinted by the grace of baptism. Search for it, cherish it, cling to it. In these deeply, deeply troubled times, energetically and courageously praise God, thank God. Love each other, forgive each other. Fill the day with joy, make a difference. The covenant is ours. We're God's chosen people, but only if we choose to say chosen this day and every day. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.